Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Here's an additional article from the front page of the Odessa American, Wednesday, October 21st. New Audiologist on Board at MCH by Ruth Campbell. Being born hearing impaired inspired audiologist Dr. Molly Fenwick to go into her profession. She is now with Medical Center Hospital ProCare and has 19 years of experience. She earned a bachelor's degree in communicative disorders from the University of Mississippi, a master's degree in audiology from the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, and a doctorate in audiology from Salus University in Elkins Park, Pennsylvania. Her schooling took about 9 years. I was born with a condition called otosclerosis, Fenwick said. It's where the bones in your middle ear are kind of frozen. They're supposed to move, and a growth gets over there, and they're frozen. So they go in there, free them up, and put a prosthesis in there. She had surgery on her ears when she was young, and then in her mid-20s, but she said that didn't really take. You can only have so many middle ear type surgeries before they just prefer you to wear hearing aids, Fenwick said. She wears hearing aids in both ears. Fenwick said she's always been good at lip reading, but with people wearing masks during the pandemic, it's bad for people with any kind of lip reading ability because people can't see what you're saying. My condition is actually fairly rare. You do see people who have that. You rarely see it in children. That is actually a really uncommon thing. Aging is, of course, a factor, so I see older people, Fenwick said. Noise is also becoming more of a factor. We always associate noise with construction work or heavy equipment, but we're starting to see it in younger and younger people, she said. Inside the inner ear, there is an organ that looks like a snail, and inside, there are all these little fibers, and they're each tuned to a specific frequency. Kind of like a stringed instrument, and for whatever reason, if you get a lot of noise, a couple of those fibers can break off, Fenwick said. A few of them you're not going to notice, because there are hundreds of thousands of them in there. But then over time, the more noise you are exposed to, the more they don't grow back, she added. That's where things like music and hunting play a factor. Aging, certain medications, and cancer therapies can also play a role in hearing loss. Those fibers age and break off, and it's kind of funny because it's different for everybody. That's where genetics come into play, because you want to kind of see how your family ages. I've tested a 101-year-old lady who had perfect hearing, Fenwick said. She treats everyone from children through adults. Their hearing is tested in a sound-treated booth, and when the patient hears a tone, they press a button on a device. The room is somewhat smaller for a younger patient. Earwax is not a bad thing because, Fenwick said, it keeps your ear from drying out. People who don't produce much earwax, and especially as they get older, their ears can get dry, scaly, and itchy. Some people produce too much wax and have to get it cleaned out. Insects don't like the ear because of the smell, she said. The strangest thing she ever saw in someone's ear was a patient who traveled abroad a lot. I looked in his ear, and it literally looked like a rainforest inside his ear. I've never seen it before. It was a specific kind of fungus, Fenwick said. She added that she's seen bugs in people's ears. Fenwick does not recommend Q-tips because it can pack earwax in. A lot of times, your ears are self-cleaning, so the wax will kind of migrate out on its own. Some people will do a drop or two of alcohol. You want to put it in a bottle and keep it on your person for a while because you want to get it to body temperature. If you put an eardrop in your ear and it is above or below body temperature, it will make you dizzy, she said. Fenwick moved to Odessa from Memphis, Tennessee. My parents live in Arlington, so I've been looking to move closer to them. So that was the big pull. I was looking for something in Texas to be closer to my family, Fenwick said. Jahani Herrera, ProCare Medical Director at Medical Center Health System, said MCH is happy to have Fenwick in Odessa. Dr. Fenwick brings 19 years of experience as an outstanding audiologist to the Permian Basin, Herrera said. She is able to diagnose and treat common and complex audiological problems in adults and kids. The Permian Basin will benefit from her expertise for many years to come, Herrera said in a text message.
Also from the front page, COVID-19 news by the numbers. Ector County total cases, both confirmed and probable, 5,832. Ector County negative, 25,594 out of 31,786 tested, with 360 pending, 114 deaths. Recovered, 4,785. Active, 933. ECISD daily cases, 8 students, 12 staff. Midland County, 4,550 confirmed cases with 89 deaths. Texas, 833,557 confirmed with 7,444,326 tested. Total Texas deaths, 17,087. United States cases, 8,511,744 total confirmed and 226,032 deaths. Find out more at co.ector.tx.us or dshs.state.tx.us or the CDC site at tinyurl.com/tztrjlf. See the ECISD COVID-19 dashboard at tinyurl.com/y6NTPTUQ. Also from the front page, quick hits. Have you voted? Early voting continues through October 30th. The Ector County Courthouse Annex, 1010 East 8th Street, room 104. Early voting hours are scheduled from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, October 26th through the 30th, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday. Four other voting locations will take place from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. Sunday. 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. October 26th through the 28th. 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. October 29th through the 30th. At Kellis Turner Community Building, 2230 Sycamore Drive. Westlake Hardware Store, 4652 East University Boulevard. The Globe Theater at Odessa College, 2308 Shakespeare Road, and Salinas Community Building, 600 West Clements Street. So far in Ector County, 12,687 have voted. For sample ballots or more information, call 498-4030 or visit www.co.ector.tx.us/page/ector.elections. Free webinar. The Broadband Research Institute has scheduled a free webinar with featured BRI experts Lewis Haverson and Billy Tarrant from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Thursday. Conservation Values and Strategies for the Last Frontier will feature a discussion about how the Greater Big Bend area is special from both a natural resource and cultural value standpoint, and what strategies can be applied to conserve these values. To register, visit https://respectbigbend.org/events/conservation-values-and-strategies-for-the-last-frontier. For information about the seminar series, visit https://bri.soros.education/stewardship-service/respect-big-bend. For more information about Respect Big Bend Coalition, visit respectbigbend.org. Falloween. Downtown Odessa Incorporated has scheduled Falloween, a virtual series of fall and Halloween, the following related events. Falloween Scavenger Hunt. Clues will be released by 5 p.m. Thursday. Clue deadline is 10 a.m. October 30th to be eligible for prizes. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/yxoejyse. Email downtownevents@odessa-tx.gov or call 432-335-4682. Virtual painting class will take place at noon on Friday. The class is sponsored by Cooper Key Reality, and needed materials are all free. Materials are available for registrations to pick up. Details will be emailed out to all registrants. To sign up, visit tinyurl.com/Y6QE5WZ5. Golf Tournament Benefit. The City of Odessa has scheduled a Monster Mash golf tournament benefiting the Odessa Athletic League, October 29th at Ratliff Ranch Golf Course, 7500 North Grandview Avenue. Tee times start at 8:30 a.m. There will also be trick-or-treating for adult golfers, games, and door prizes. Lunch will be provided. Four-person scramble is $400 per team. Only 15 teams allowed. Deadline fee is Friday. Mail registration to Odessa, PAL in care of Sergeant John Faust, 205 North Grant Avenue, 79762. Info needed is the team player one name, email, and phone numbers, as well as numbers, names of players 2, 3, and 4. For more information, call Faust at 432-230-4068 or email jfoist@odessa-texas-gov. Girl Scouts Membership. Girl Scouts of the Desert Southwest is currently offering a free one-year membership for girls in grades K through 12. To join, volunteer, or more information, call 915-566-9433 or visit www.gsdsw.org. org. Also from the front page, quick hits. Have you voted? Early voting continues through October 30th. The Ector County Courthouse Annex, 1010 East 8th Street, room 104. Early voting hours are scheduled from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, October 26th through the 30th, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday. Four other voting locations will take place from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. Sunday. 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. October 26th through the 28th. 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. October 29th through the 30th. At Kellis Turner Community Building, 2230 Sycamore Drive, Westlake Hardware Store, 4652 East University Boulevard, the Globe Theater at Odessa College, 2308 Shakespeare Road, and Salinas Community Building, 600 West Clement Street. So far in Ector County, 12,687 have voted. For sample ballots or more information, call 498-4030 or visit www.co.ector.tx.us/page/ector.elections. Free webinar. The Broadband Research Institute has scheduled a free webinar with featured BRI experts Lewis Haverson and Billy Tarrant from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Thursday. Conservation Values and Strategies for the Last Frontier will feature a discussion about how the Greater Big Bend area is special from both a natural resource and cultural value standpoint, and what strategies can be applied to conserve these values. To register, visit https://respectbigbend.org/events/conservation-values-and-strategies-for-last-frontier. For information about the seminar series, visit https://bri.soros.education/stewardship-service/respect-big-bend. For more information about Respect Big Bend Coalition, visit respectbigbend.org. Falloween. Downtown Odessa Incorporated has scheduled Falloween, a virtual series of fall and Halloween, the following related events. Falloween Scavenger Hunt. Clues will be released by 5 p.m. Thursday. Clue deadline is 10 a.m. October 30th to be eligible for prizes. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/yxoejyse. Email downtownevents@odessa-tx.gov or call 432-335-4682. Virtual painting class will take place at noon on Friday. The class is sponsored by Cooper Key Reality, and needed materials are all free. Materials are available for registrations to pick up. Details will be emailed out to all registrants. To sign up, visit tinyurl.com/y6qe5wz5. Golf Tournament Benefit. The City of Odessa has scheduled a Monster Mash golf tournament benefiting the Odessa Athletic League, October 29th at Ratliff Ranch Golf Course, 7500 North Grandview Avenue. Tee times start at 8:30 a.m. There will also be trick-or-treating for adult golfers, games, and door prizes. Lunch will be provided. Four-person scramble is $400 per team. Only 15 teams allowed. Deadline fee is Friday. Mail registration to Odessa, PAL in care of Sergeant John Faust, 205 North Grant Avenue, 79762. Info needed is the team player, one name, email and phone numbers, as well as numbers, names of players 2, 3, and 4. For more information, call Faust at 432-230-4068 or email jfoist@odessa-texas-gov. Girl Scouts Membership. Girl Scouts of the Desert Southwest is currently offering a free one-year membership for girls in grades K through 12. To join, volunteer, or more information, call 915-566-9433 or visit www.gsdsw.org.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Wednesday, October 21st, 2020. Continuing with Section A. Council Talks ORMC and MCH Collaboration by Michael Merlot. The Odessa City Council, during a Tuesday work session, discussed everything from Christmas decoration purchases to free COVID-19 testing. The City Manager Michael Marrero, reached out to Medical Center and Odessa Regional to see if we'd partner with them so they could expand their free testing for the citizens of Odessa and Ector County, said Medical Center Hospital President and CEO Russell Tippin. It sounds like it's going to be a very good collaboration between all three entities, he said. Council members spoke on using Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, the CARES Act money, to fund those free tests as well as free flu shots for Odessans. District 4 Councilmember Tom Sprawl said in a phone interview that the CARES Act dollar amount is yet to be determined. I suspect it around at least $1 million, he said. Tippin said that $1 million would be a little on the low end for those expenses. Sprawls said that those tests would only start when the council voted the item in until the end of the year. The hospital said that a COVID test would run about $150 by the time they order the test and administer the program. They also will be giving, in conjunction with this, flu shots at $50, Sprawls said, adding that there would be no cost to citizens. Flu shots are included in the CARES Act money per the state, said Assistant City Manager Philip Urrutia. We do have about $3.9 million left in CARES funds, he said, adding that $500,000 has been used for the small business grant program that is still accepting applications. He said $100,000 of those funds have been provided to Meals on Wheels to help feed seniors and $850,000 was given to ECISD to assist with tele-education and internet access for students. The city also purchased equipment for internal work, he said, like personal protective equipment and telework equipment, as well as equipment for Odessa Fire Rescue. We will continue to be in contact with the hospitals, he said, further saying that the city has had conversations with Tippin, as well as Odessa Regional Medical Center Chief Medical Officer Dr. Rohit Saravanan regarding the collaboration. Urrutia also spoke on the CARES Act money amount to be allocated to hospitals. It's ultimately going to be a decision that council will make. Tippin said that tests and shots from MCH would probably be at the 42nd Street Clinic and the clinic on the west side. We plan on having at least one, maybe two events, at least on the west side, to help people who are struggling financially, that by doing it at a church or at a civic community center, maybe us just popping up a tent in the parking lot and just running like an all-day Saturday type deal, he said. Council will make the decision to allocate CARES Act funding to hospitals for free COVID-19 testing at the next council meeting, October 27th. Council also discussed considering a resolution accepting and appropriating a $10,000 donation from Chevron to Odessa Fire Rescue, as well as purchasing $135,000 worth of holiday decorations for Starbright Village. Urrutia said that while Starbright Village was originally going to be a drive-through type event, we are going to open a walk-through portion of the Christmas decoration. However, we are going to post signs encouraging social distancing and masks to be worn, and we're also going to widen the trail to allow individuals to space out more. All council members were reportedly at the work session, except for District 5 council member Mary Willis. Odessa motorcyclist dies in two vehicle collision. A 26-year-old Odessa motorcyclist died after he was involved in a two-vehicle collision in West Odessa. The fatal collision happened at 6:05 p.m. Sunday, about 5 miles west of Odessa on FM 2020, a Texas Department of Public Safety press release stated. Saul S. Ramirez Lujan, 72, of Odessa, was reportedly driving a 2006 Dodge Ram 3500 East on FM 2020, while Rodolfo T. Mendrano, 26, of Odessa, was driving a 2006 Kawasaki Ninja West on FM 2020. The Dodge Ram attempted to turn left onto Moss Avenue and failed to yield the right-of-way and collided with the motorcycle, the press release stated. Medrano was transported to Medical Center Hospital, where he was pronounced dead by a medical examiner. Ramirez Lujan reportedly was not injured and was wearing his seatbelt, while Medrano was wearing a helmet.
From the opinion page, in place of the editor's opinion, is a letter to the editor from Larry Melton from Odessa. Local elections have consequences. Local elections are always interesting, sometimes exciting, and often eye-opening. The letters to the editor in the Odessa American this week were a great example of politics in Odessa. Having served 13 years as an elected member of the Odessa City Council, I recall earlier days when no one filed for office versus what we see today. Contested races in the mayoral race, council at large race, and council races in District 1 and 2. Some of the letter writers included words of rage, charges of fake news, improper use of Republican Party endorsements, and unwarranted issue of general obligation certifications. I consider myself a Republican, but not a staunch Republican, whatever that really means. I am disappointed at the actions of the Republican Party leadership for playing favorites by choosing one Republican candidate over another. I am disappointed at the party leadership for charging for some yard signs and not others. I am disappointed at the cry to drain the swamp, as we have some very knowledgeable and capable council members. I am disappointed at the charge of one writer that there is a clear intent to spread misinformation and mistruth. The list could go on. These are issues that need addressing, but they are by no means the real issues facing Odessa. The uncertainties of COVID-19, the differences between the city of Odessa and Ector County, the increasing numbers of citizens needing assistance, the need to further diversify our economy, a deteriorating infrastructure, declining sales tax revenues, and again, the list could go on and on. This massive list, with more to surface, requires each of us to select the right persons to lead our city. So with all of the conflicting issues and charges, why do we as city residents need to do? I can only answer this question for myself. I have visited with many of the candidates, listened to their platforms, and looked at their past and present involvements. I have prayed that God gives me the vision to make the right choice. Reviewing the past and current involvement of the candidates, I am supporting Dewey Bryant, Michael Sheldon, Steve Thompson, Denise Swanner, or David Turner. Call them the good old boys and woman, but I would point out that these individuals are the movers and shakers of our community. They have given us time, resources, and talents to make Odessa a better place. I hope you will join me in ensuring we have strong leadership in the City Council by electing Dewey Bryant as mayor, Michael Sheldon as councilman, District 1 Steve Thompson as councilman, District 2 and Denise Swanner or David Turner as councilman at large. With all these individuals joining Deidre White, Tom Sprawls, and Mary Wills, we will have an unbeatable team.
Hello, this is Michael reading an additional opinion column published Wednesday, October 21st, 2020 from the Odessa American. Guest view. Now is the time for breast screening. By Dr. Avelino Garcia. Many women wonder about screening tools for breast cancer. The first line of breast cancer screening is a patient's own awareness. Patients are encouraged to complete monthly self-breast examinations and be aware of any skin changes, new lumps, masses, or nipple discharge. According to the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, ACOG, breast cancer often is found by a woman herself. This happens in almost one-half of all cases of breast cancer in women aged 50 years and older. In women younger than 50 years, more than 70% of cases of breast cancer are found by the women themselves. Women are also encouraged to see their provider for a yearly clinical breast examination. During a clinical breast examination, the provider will check the breast for any changes to the skin or nipples. The provider will also feel any tissue changes in the breast tissue or in the armpit area. Mammography uses X-ray imaging to review the tissues of the breast and is the primary screening tool for breast cancer. Mammography can also help diagnose problems in the breast that are not related to cancer. In women with no risk factors for breast cancer, screening mammograms should be done yearly starting at age 40. These yearly screenings should continue until the age of 75 years. Mammography is performed and read by a radiologist at the hospital, and the report is sent to the doctor for review with the patient. As October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, it is the perfect time to schedule your yearly mammogram. For most patients, yearly screening mammograms are covered 100% by regular commercial insurances. For those patients who are self-pay, patients with no insurance, or patients who are underinsured, Medical Center Hospital Breast Care Center offers screening mammograms for $99 during the month of October. Dr. Avelino Garcia is an OBGYN from ProCare Women's Clinic.
Obituaries and death notices for Wednesday, October 21st. Lisa Marie Jansen Driver, Lubbock. Lisa Marie Jansen Driver, 52, of Midland, passed away Friday, October 16th in Lubbock. She was born July 27th, 1968, to Paul and Barbara Jansen in Odessa. She married Gerald Driver in 1991. Surviving Lisa are her husband, Gerald of Midland, her son, Kyle of Fort Worth, parents, Paul and Barbara Jansen of Odessa, brother David Jansen and wife Mary of Odessa, brother Richard Jansen and wife Helen of Odessa, sister Dana Mannion and husband Mark of Eugene, Oregon, sister Jean Ann Mock and husband Chris of Birmingham, Alabama, as well as numerous nieces, nephews, and cousins. Visitation will be held at Frank Wilson Funeral Home in Odessa, Wednesday, October 21st, from 6 to 8 p.m. Memorial services will be held at Sovereign Grace Church in Midland, Thursday, October 22nd at 2 p.m., with graveside services to follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens. Veronica Lopez. Veronica Lopez, 39, passed away Saturday, October 17th. She married Joe Abraham Rodriguez Sr. in January of 2003. Veronica is survived by her husband, Joe Abraham Rodriguez Sr., a son, Joe Abraham Rodriguez Jr., parents, Corina Leyva and Jose Lopez, her brother, Ricardo Lopez, sister, Andrea Wall, and many nieces and nephews. She is preceded in death by her son, Angel Jesus Rodriguez. Visitation will be Wednesday, October 21st from 5 till 9 p.m. and Thursday, October 22nd from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at Odessa Funeral Home. Rosary will be recited Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Mass of Christian burial will be celebrated Friday, October 23rd at 1 p.m. at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church with Father Mark Woodruff officiating, followed by burial at Ector County Cemetery. Barbara Ann Smith. Barbara Ann Smith, 79, passed away at her home in Odessa Thursday, October 15th. She was born in Kerrville, August 22nd, 1941, to the late Felix and Stella Sprott. She was married to James Vernon Smith for 48 years before he passed away. Surviving her are her son, Virgil Smith, and fiancée Jeannie, daughters Jan McCleary and husband Phil, and Nani Castro and husband Richard, 8 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, as well as numerous extended family members. In addition to her parents and her husband, Jane, she is preceded in death by her daughter, Diana Workman, son, Jimmy Smith, and a great-grandson. Funeral services to honor Barbara Ann's memory will be held at Odessa Bible Church, 11:30 a.m. Thursday, October 22nd, officiated by Pastor Bob Thayer. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens Cemetery. Arrangements are entrusted to Acres West Funeral Chapel, and condolences may be sent to the family online at acreswestfuneral.com. Guadalupe M. Wolf. Guadalupe M. Wolf, 80, of Odessa, passed away October 18th. She was born to Jose and Juanita Estopayan on January 2nd, 1940. She is preceded in death by her parents and a sister, Mary Lou Shoup. Surviving her are her daughter, Patricia Gutierrez, and husband, Leo, son, John Wolf, and wife, Annie, son, Harold Wolf, and wife, Marianne, daughter, Anita Vizcaino, and husband, Jevon, 8 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, 7 brothers, 4 sisters, and many nieces and nephews. A celebration of her life will be held Friday, October 23rd at 3 p.m. at Faith Fellowship Church, 1603 North Grandview. Josephine Martinez. Josephine R. Martinez, 75, of Odessa, passed away Sunday, October 18th. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. Thursday, October 22nd at Willowbrook Funeral Home Chapel with pastors Tonita De Luna officiating. Burial will follow at Serenity Memorial Park in Midland. Josephine was born in La Mesa to Jose and Enriqueta Lucio Ramirez, July 23, 1945. She is preceded in death by her parents, a sister Maria de Rosario, a nephew, and by her husband. Josephine is survived by her son Leroy and his family, Letty, Gabby, Chris, Gia, and Christian Rodriguez, daughters Olga Rodriguez, Gracie Martinez and her family, Jessica, Valencia, Logan, and Sebastian Ibarra, son Justin, known as Chito Turner, daughter Sandra Lujan, as well as several nieces and nephews. Services are entrusted to Willowbrook Funeral Home and Crematory Services of Midland. To place online condolences, please visit www.willowbrk.com. Death notices. Teddy Cannon. Teddy Cannon, 73, of Odessa, died Tuesday, October 13th. A celebration of life will be held at 11 a.m. October 22nd at American Heritage Funeral Home with Brother Chris Hager officiating. Anthony Wayne Ragsdale. Anthony Wayne Ragsdale, 36, of Odessa, died Saturday, October 17th. No services have been scheduled. Arrangements are by Hubbard Kelly Funeral Home of Odessa. Manuela Tercero, Presidio. Manuela Tercero, 81, died Monday, October 19th in Odessa. Services are pending with Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Margaret Lillian Yancey West. Margaret Lillian Yancey West, 91, of Odessa, died Sunday, October 18th. Funeral services will be held at 2 p.m. October 22nd at Belmont Baptist Church. Burial will follow at Sunset Memorial Gardens with Reverend Carrie Peacock officiating. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa. Kenneth Ray Massey. Kenneth Ray Massey, 73, of Odessa, died Sunday, October 18th in Midland. A graveside service will be held at 3 p.m. Friday, October 23rd at Miles Cemetery in Miles, Texas. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa.
This is Dave, and I'm reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram, Wednesday, October 21st, 2020. This is the oil page. This article is entitled, Crude Oil Price Rises to 7-Week High, by Andres Guerra-Luz, Bloomberg. Oil surged to a 7-week high in New York as U.S. lawmakers negotiated the size of a potential spending bill to boost economic recovery, presenting a rare bright spot for the demand outlook. U.S. crude futures rose above $41 a barrel amid optimism that lawmakers may break a months-long impasse in stimulus talks. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said a bill for a compromise stimulus package is being written as she awaits a key phone call with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. Still, any deal may face stiff opposition in the Senate. Prices also strengthened on expectations that U.S. crude stockpiles fell for a second week. Anything that helps the economy do better is going to be helpful for crude, said Bill O'Grady, executive vice president at Confluence Investment Management in St. Louis. Still, driving activity is down, and people are not as global as they were. It may get better, but not back to where it was before. The market is also weighing uncertainty over whether OPEC and its allies will move forward with plans to add 2 million barrels a day back onto the market from January. Russian Energy Minister Alexander Novak said the nation won't make any decision about the future of cuts related to the OPEC Plus output deal until the group's meeting next month. U.S. crude futures have struggled to make a sustained break above $40 as governments try to control new flare-ups of the virus. The worsening virus in Europe is sapping momentum from an already fragile demand recovery. Still, the prospect of a long-awaited stimulus deal in Washington would provide a much-needed boost to demand in the U.S. According to the current OPEC Plus deal, we are going to see 2 million barrels a day come in January, and we're not so sure the market can handle this, said Bart Melick, head of global commodity strategy at TD Securities. We're also going to need more clarity where the fiscal plan is going. So there are a lot of uncertainties out here. Both Saudi Arabia's energy minister, Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman, and Russia's Novak offered bearish views on demand at an OPEC Plus Joint Ministerial Monitoring Committee meeting on Monday. Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman called on the group to be proactive in the face of uncertain demand. The panel did not discuss if OPEC Plus should press on with plans to taper output cuts next year, delegates said. Yet UBS Group AG analysts said delegates at the next JMMC meeting on November 17th will likely recommend that an output delay is announced at the full meeting 2 weeks later. Meanwhile, analysts are expecting U.S. crude supplies to fall 1.38 million barrels, according to a Bloomberg survey, ahead of government data on Wednesday. The industry-funded American Petroleum Institute will report its inventory tally later Tuesday.
To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. Nodes due to osteoarthritis. Dear Dr. Roach, I have read everything I can find on Heberden's nodes. I have one on the middle finger of my left hand, my writing hand. I have had this node for about 3 months, and I believe it is still growing. For sure, it is not diminishing in size. I saw a physician, and he said it should grow smaller over time. He suggested Voltaren for the occasional aches. The only treatment I have found is surgery, and I watched a video of an operation. That did not look too appealing. It is pretty unsightly to me, although others do not notice it. Do you have any other suggestions? A.S. Answer. Heberden's and Bouchard's nodes are manifestations of osteoarthritis in the hand. A quick anatomy lesson. Your second, third, and fourth, and fifth fingers all have three phalanges, the small bones of the finger, while the thumb has only two. There are then two joints connecting one bone to another, the proximal one that's closer to the hand, and the distal one that's closer to the fingernails. The thumb only has one interphalangeal joint. Heberden's nodes form in the distal joints, while Bouchard's nodes form in the proximal joint. The nodes are bony and feel firm or hard. Most people have pain, stiffness, and soreness for years before they develop the nodes, but by the time the nodes develop, there is less pain. My experience is that once they are set, they neither grow nor shrink. I would not recommend surgical treatment for cosmetic appearance. Surgery is reserved for people with severe symptoms that affect their quality of life, especially when it limits function.
Dear Abby, parents disapprove of new boyfriend of different race. Dear Abby, I'm a 22-year-old woman who was adopted. I recently started dating an amazing man who happens to be of another race. My parents, whom I love very much, told me that if I stay with him, they will disown me. They have made many horrible comments about my relationship, and I'm at a loss about what to do. I love them, but I also love my boyfriend. Please give me advice. What should I do? Hopeless in Indiana. Dear Hopeless, you need to figure out which is more important to you. The hope for a future with this amazing man who is new in your life, or your relationship with your parents. It's a tough choice to make, and there are variables to consider. Are you okay with your parents dictating who you can date in terms of race? Is this person as serious as you are about this new relationship? Are you financially and emotionally independent? Start by making a list of the pros and the cons. Once you are finished, understanding that neither choice will be pain-free, you may have a clear idea of what your decision must be. Dear Abby, my husband of 30 years still desires me. I know he has been faithful. He's a wonderful father, has plenty of friends, a warm sense of humor, and even in tough times has always managed to be a good provider. We have never wanted for anything. He is in decent shape for his age, and some women have commented that he is handsome. Yet I recoil at his advances or pretend to be asleep. I feel like I owe him sex, since it's part of marriage, and then I resent him because I feel I am letting him down. No Desire Down South. Dear No Desire, you need to figure out whether your negative reaction to your husband's advances is emotional or physical. Have you always felt this way, or is it relatively recent? Hormonal changes as women age can be a reason for lack of libido. And if that's what's causing your problem, it is something you should talk about with your gynecologist because it may be fixable. Start there, because you owe this both to yourself and your husband. Dear Abby, my fiancé and I decided to live together. Although I knew at the time that his cousin and two younger people lived in the house with him, he promised to make sure there was room for me and my 13-year-old son, who has Asperger's. However, things are tense in the house because someone is stealing my things, and no one will admit it. There is also constant fighting about how I should raise my son because everyone in the house has an opinion and wants to be his boss. I am at my wit's end. I love my fiancé, but I can't take much more of the anxiety they put me through. What should I do? Torn in Tennessee. Dear Torn, have a frank conversation with your fiancé about the fact that this living situation isn't working out for you. The two of you should then discuss options. The most obvious would be that some folks need to make other living arrangements, either you and your son, or the cousin and the two younger people. This doesn't necessarily mean the engagement has to be broken, but things cannot continue as they are. Jacqueline Bigger Stars by Madeline Aslan. Note: Bigger Stars is based on the degree of your sun at birth. The sign name is simply a label that astrologers put on a set of degrees for convenience. For best results, readers should refer to the dates following each sign. A baby born today has a sun in Libra and a moon in Sagittarius until 2:44 a.m., when the moon enters Capricorn. Happy birthday for Wednesday, October 21, 2020. Inspirational, attractive, and witty. You're distinctly different from those around you. It's your singular journey this year that makes you successful. Once your thoughts and emotions are balanced, there is even more success. If single, you need to ask yourself what you really want, as relationships don't often work for you. If attached, you laugh and have fun with your partner, who adores you. Taurus satisfies your need for stability. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5 dynamic, 4 positive, 3 average, 2 so-so, 1 difficult. Aries, March 21 through April 19. 5 stars. A presentation before a group could inspire the confidence of business associates. Do the necessary research connected to your career goals. The additional information will open a real window of opportunity. Tonight, congratulate yourself on a job well done. Taurus, April 20 through May 20. 5 stars. You'll be able to appreciate all that you have today. Practices such as affirmation and visualization will manifest in real wealth. A breakthrough can be expected for those who have been abroad and working to perfect a project. Tonight, a significant change for the better. Gemini, May 21 through June 20. 3 stars. Today opens an old door. A riddle is answered or a secret is revealed, bringing a sense of closure. Be aware of the financial patterns of a partner. If your security has been threatened before, examine financial documents with special care before signing. Tonight, relax. Cancer, June 21 through July 22. 4 stars. An eccentric but intriguing individual can change your plans. Be careful of the expectations you have of others. Only offer help or advice if it is requested 3 times. Welcome the opportunity to try something new. Tonight, fun date night. Leo, July 23 through August 22. 3 stars. Good health habits are a must. Serve yourself only healthy foods today. An animal who strays to your door may belong to someone else. Don't consider it a permanent part of your household yet. Tonight, a sense of fate is in the air. Virgo, August 23 through September 22. 3 stars. You're delighting in the company of one you care for. Today marks a turning point. Both meetings and partings can occur. Either an attraction ends abruptly or becomes a more significant part of your life. Tonight, avoiding extremes is your key to wellness. Libra, September 23 through October 22. 4 stars. Interesting events, conversations, and visitors make the domestic environment livelier. Hang an updated photo of your family in your workspace to symbolize the interaction of home with professional life. Tonight, helping family members reach goals with their living arrangements. Scorpio, October 23 through November 21. 5 stars. Today promises a very active schedule. A position of versatility will help. Read current magazines and newspapers. You're about to learn something valuable quite by accident. Ideas suggested in casual conversations are worth examining. Tonight, impromptu journeys add dimension to your life. Sagittarius, November 22 through December 21. 3 stars. Today finds you faced with some unusual rigidity. Play by the rules patiently. Make the most of the status quo. Shortcuts won't work right now. Hesitate if you're contemplating a residential or workplace change. Tonight, a reprieve is granted. Capricorn, December 22 through January 19. 5 stars. Step by step, the goat perseveres. Today brings a fresh start regarding relationships. Old business regarding partnership and legal matters is concluded. Take the lead in making suggestions and arranging projects. Tonight, you create a memorable impression on influential individuals. Aquarius, January 20 through February 18, 3 stars. Today points to a need for some extra rest and retreat. Your energy will be replenished, and you'll be able to get organized during hours of peaceful solitude. By tomorrow, you will be ready to be more interactive, but for now, pace yourself. Tonight, early bedtime. Pisces, February 19 through March 20, 4 stars. Longtime acquaintances will get in touch. You'll be quite surprised by the changes in their lives. Expect a favorable turn of events regarding a new business or employment opportunity. A flurry of interesting invitations can come along. Tonight, money matters brighten. Born today, poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge, 1772, author Ursula K. Le Guin, 1929, actress Carrie Fisher, 1956.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.